Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 12th episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of March the 12th. What follows are seven quotes that are related to a specific date for this week, or at least sometime this month. They come from the variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here I'm saying the reference, while on the video version, you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. March 12th. I think every natural thing, which is not in itself sinful, can become the servant of the spiritual life. But none is automatically so. When it is not, it becomes either just trivial, as music is to millions of people, or a dangerous idol. From Letter to Mrs. Halverson, dated March 1956, available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. March 13th. When one has to read a book, I think there is nothing so nice as discussing it with someone else, even though it sometimes produces rather fierce arguments. From A Letter to Arthur Greaves, dated March the 14th, 1916. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 1. March 14th. The natural life in each of us is something self-centered, something that wants to be petted and admired, to take advantage of other lives, to exploit the whole universe. From Mere Christianity, Book 4, Chapter 5, entitled The Obstinate Toy Soldiers. Also, a BBC talk on March the 14th, 1944. March the 15th. The hard sayings of our Lord are wholesome to those only who find them hard. From an essay entitled Dangers of National Repentance, an essay in God in the Dock. First published in The Guardian on March 15th, 1940. March 16th. I have always in my books been concerned simply to put forward mere Christianity. From A Letter to Mrs. Johnson, dated March 16th, 1955, available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. March 17th. They err who say the world is turning pagan again. Would that it be. The truth is that we are falling into a much worse state. Post-Christian man is not the same as pre-Christian man. He is as far removed as virgin is from widow. There is nothing in common except want of a spouse, but there is a great difference between a spouse to come and a spouse lost. From A Letter to Don Giovanni Calabria, dated March the 17th, 1953. March the 18th. The Bible itself gives us one short prayer which is suitable for all who are struggling with the beliefs and doctrines. It is, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Mark 9:24. From Letter to Genia Goles, dated March 18th, 1952. Available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotations shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotes. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcast and YouTube video efforts, and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explore in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you'll find a weekly article with the quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes and that you'll share this show with others.